this Costa Cafe in Zamalek, where I've just been talking to Emad Eldin Shaheen, who is Professor of Religion, Conflict and Peace Building at Notre Dame University in the United States, and previously here at the American University in Cairo. First of all, what about that charge that the protests in Tahrir Square are really badly timed with the election starting next week?
This question should be directed to the military council because it is the one that responded violently against peaceful strikers in the Tahrir Square. People went there in order to protect democracy, to ensure that, and the source for the escalation came because of this attempt to superimpose this supra-constitutional document placing the military council above all the state, other state institutions.
That document which wanted to make the military sovereign over the top of a democratic government.
Right. This constitutional document has to be withdrawn immediately. This situation could be de-escalated or deflated if the military council starts taking serious and effective measures toward transitioning Egypt to an effective democracy. A number of measures very quickly. One, we don't know exactly what's going to happen for the presidential election and whether they will field one of them as one of the candidates or not. Its intentions have to be clear that it will give up or hand over power to civilian authority. Second, those who are responsible for the death of tens now and the injury of thousands should be held responsible, and the least to dismiss the Minister of Interior and his aides.
There are those who say that behind all this there is a secret extreme Islamist agenda, and that's what's going on in Tahrir Square. What do you think?
I don't think so, because, you know, with this latest escalations, one of the major criticisms of the protesters in Tahrir Square against the Islamists that they did not back them up. And we feel extremely frustrated and critical of them.
Because the Muslim Brotherhood not there supporting them.
And actually, the slogans treason, treason, was chanted several times.
What, at
distance, some of the distance.
But of course, the Muslim Brotherhood want to wait for the elections because they stand a very good chance of getting at least 30% of the vote.
Exactly. This is exactly the situation. The Muslim Brotherhood has its eyes fixated, completely fixated on the elections, and disregarding any kind of, you know, other distractions.
Professor Emad Shaheen, who believes there is a way out now, not for Field Marshal Tantawi to resign, but for him to withdraw the proposals to make the army sovereign above a democratically elected government.
Hugh Sykes.